And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton and his trusted, amazing web guy. I'll call him. On the email, I could put you as the guru of web.
I like that.
The guru. Yeah. And of course, that's Christian Marison.
Well, it's very good to be back. I really enjoy doing this. I just want to say that. And I guess today we're going to be talking about some cool new things about social media. And hopefully some people out there will learn something.
Well, so important, social media, because if you don't know it, and with the technology and the trend, just like it's like a lightning speed, you'll be left behind if you don't understand it and hire someone like Christian Marison. I love saying your name now because it reminds me of Danielson. Remember in The Karate Kid? Danielson, Marison, any son. I mean, the sun rises. Okay. We have a great in-studio guest, Christian. You want to introduce him?
Absolutely. Well, we have Dave Stone, who works for Intrigue Films, and they have a new movie out. Dave, you got the word?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
This is great because I'm holding your DVD here, One Hit from Home. I love it. The title's great. And looks like you're the main star in there.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yep.
Wow, this is pretty cool to have a celebrity here.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We're going to have you autograph everything here, especially checks. No, just kidding. Not the checks. But anyway, this is great because we're going to talk about your story and the movie a little bit later on. But we also want to talk about social media and how you are using social media to really give great awareness of what you're doing. And every business out there should be doing the same thing. So, Christian, you want to start on social media? Maybe we should just define it as, what is it?
Well, it's really the online conversation that people have with other people using the internet. It's really nothing more than that, just a communication medium. But what I want to get at is last time we had the show, we sort of gave the basics of social media, how it can be used, and we sort of told people sit down and try to focus on one channel perhaps and then try to grow from there. Because most of the time we're talking about small business owners just don't have a lot of time doing social media. But today, what I want to get at is some of the trends that we're expecting to see in 2012 in terms of what's new out there, what should people be focusing on. Because when you look at the social media spectrum, you see a lot of things. I mean, it's just absolutely huge. You've got social networks, you got forums, blog, wikis, podcasting, image sharing. It just goes on forever. So trying to focus on one, you just have to first know what to focus on, what's hot out there. And I want to start off with generating content. That's usually one of the key aspects in social media, is trying to give some sort of value to the end user. And that can be portrayed in information. That can be done in using customer service, for example, performing customer service online rather than on the phone. So some sort of content that essentially gives value to the individual.
And how do you determine value? I mean, is it specific to a certain industry? Is it specific to specific, certain companies? Because you probably got to think about it. What's valuable to one person may not be valuable to someone else.
Let me just give you one very good example. Traditional marketing is sort of a one-way street. Businesses throw things at customers, and customers have to sort of sort through this noise to see what they really want. And psychologically, people sort of learn how to block advertisement out, right? You see billboards all the time. So social media is a whole different story because it's a conversation. It's a two-way street, right? So when you talk to the customer, right, you're not really marketing yourself. You're not just selling him stuff. You're talking to him. So that, in essence, is value. It's just being different than traditional advertising. Just talk to them. Tell them what's new out there. Tell them how to do new things. How can they contact you? Just try to have a conversation. I think that's the first step in creating value.
Well, that and also the value, there's a lot of different ways to value it. So if you can reduce your cost as a company, you could probably pass that on to customers as well. Because one of the questions would be, how can social media really reduce the cost by relying less on phone service, for example.
Absolutely.
And more on online activities. So that in itself, you want to comment a little bit on that?
Well, I mean, we've all seen over the last few years that, you know, major banks and major companies have taken this trend to where either they go to a different country for customer service or they do these automated systems. And that's a little bit counterproductive in terms of customer service, but I'm sure it saves them a lot of money. Well, social media sort of solves that problem because if you can solve these problems directly on your Facebook wall, for example, if you can do customer service there, just answer people questions, nurture that sale lead, that can save you a lot of phone time. And these are pretty much free. I mean, social media in general, other than time, it's free to set up and use.
Wow, so great cost savings if you think about that. And that, you know, and companies are always looking what I would call a supportive cost structure. So you just don't want to cut costs, but you want to support all the things that you want to promote too. So you don't want to cut it too low and not be able to provide value. And that's what we're talking about.
And here's the thing. I mean, we're seeing such a high increase in social media usage in terms of users. So there's so many people are using Facebook and all these social networks that what you're doing is you're meeting the customer where he's at. So it's sort of a logic, really.
It really is. Now, you were talking about some 2012 trends. Facebook, like I went on my Facebook actually today, and I saw this like timeline thing. And I go, what the heck is a timeline thing? And so I didn't want to fool with it. I don't do anything without talking to Al or Christian. I mean, you know, that would be that'd be sudden death. There was a movie about sudden death. Remember the karate guy? You don't remember?
No,
that?
I don't.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't a very good movie. But anyway, not like the movie we're going to talk about, One Hit from Home. I'm going to really enjoy talking about that. But so tell us about some of the new stuff. Maybe start with Facebook because I saw that and I didn't want to touch it.
What I want to do is on our next show, I want to dedicate a full show to the changes that are coming to Facebook because it's going to change things quite a bit. And
really?
A lot of people might not know what to do about it. So, yes, Facebook is coming up with some changes. I think the end of this month is the deadline for conversion. So from that point on, everybody will have these new profiles. But let me give you just a quick example.
Yeah.
In 2008, a study was done where 50% of responders said that they would rather buy something from a company that they were referred to by a friend. 2 years later, 64% of people said they would rather buy something from a company that they were referred to by an expert. That's 2 years that the numbers changed from 50% one way to 64% another way. And it's sad that social media is causing this change. So the speed at which things evolve on the internet, especially in social media, is absolutely unbelievable.
Well, that is amazing. So it went from referral, they'd buy someone if the friend referred, but now the greater majority if an expert referred them.
Exactly. So for 2012, what social media experts are guessing is that the new trend will be to try to become an expert within your field, to try to, if you're an electrician, try to answer people's questions, obviously for free because that's what people expect. But do it because once you establish yourself as an expert, you will get more business, obviously, because that's where people get – that's how people get business. That's
– You know, that makes sense. You know, I think over the years the trend was there. Things – in the old days, even let's take the CPA industry is in the old days you could be a generalist or even in the medical industry, a generalist. But as things have progressed over the years, it's an age of specialties, which is expert. I mean, you guys have seen that?
Mm, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, to talk a little bit about what Christian was saying, you know, content is you were asking valuable content, but I think providing valuable content is how you actually can become an expert too. If you, you know, anytime I do a Google search, I'll look at the videos on there and I'll watch someone on a video. And I think a lot of people do that too. But if you constantly provide your knowledge in the form of a, you know, 1 minute, 2 minute video and you post that once a week, you know, people can keep coming back and seeing what's new with your niche, your product, and the whole world is connected to the internet. I mean, I think Facebook is one, I think, I don't even know if the exact number, but it's, I think 1/7 or something like that of the entire world population is on Facebook.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you reach the whole world.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's it really changes things from the old days. It makes the world a smaller place, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that
definitely
that is really incredible. So those are some new things coming up.
Absolutely, and what we're saying is, considering the social media spectrum is so large and there's so many social media channels out there, we're seeing some of them go away. So for 2012, I think we can expect some of the smaller channels to stop, and then some of the bigger ones to add new features. So there'll be a consolidation, really, of social media. I think that'll be one of the trends for 2012.
Well, that's interesting. Why don't we take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Al Fulton. This is Breakthrough Networking. Of course, we have Christian Marison and David Jones Stone. Not David Jones. We have a guy called David Jones coming in Wednesday. He's an agent for sports people. But David, Dave Stone, you could be called Dave or David.
Dave, my mom calls me David.
Yeah. That's I'm David, too. But I prefer Dave. Anyway, Dave Stone in studio. One hit from home. Faith changes the game. Can't wait to hear about that. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birenbaum and Spien can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spien, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Breakthrough Networking, starring none other than Al Fulton and Christian Marison. NetOne Services, I'll say it again, I said it in the first segment, you guys are amazing. And Al, like I said, you've rescued me, well, you and Christian, several times. And Christian is just, you know, you're always a delight to meet with. You know, we meet, you help with the website. And the design on the sports site is fantastic, by the way. And we're doing some Facebook action, too. Where did Christian's mic go? It has disappeared in thin air. Wait, say hello, testing. I don't hear you. Oh, there you are. Let's try that.
Hello.
Okay.
There you go.
I heard your breathing. That's why I knew it was on at that point. Anyway, see, you got to be on your feet, live radio. And, hey, people could see us. There's the camera. Dave Stone is in studio, the hit and director, by the way, from the great movie One Hit from Home, Faith Changes the Game. We're going to talk about that in about 10 minutes. I'm really looking forward to that.
Thank you. Awesome.
I mean, this is good because this sounds like my type of movie. You know, it's we'll give people a little teaser. It's like someone, in fact, you suffered an injury. career-ending injury, and that could be very traumatic to in real life, whether it's in baseball, any sport, or just in general in business. And what do you do? And that's going to be really interesting talking to you about this movie. So let's get back to Christian Marison, as in Danielson. And I love the Karate Kid. Let's talk about that, about some social product development going on with online, with social media. What is that about?
That's actually a very new thing, I guess, on the internet right now. And what it is they've taken social media to inventions, to product development. And these websites have popped up that what you do is, if you have an idea for an invention, whatever, it doesn't matter how small it is, you submit the idea to this network, to this social network, pay $10, and then people vote on it, on how good it is. And once you get enough votes, the company creates the product, sells it for you, and gives you a percentage of the sales.
Wow, really? How long has this been around?
I'd say for about a year and a half at the most, if that.
And do you know some of the typical inventions that have come out from this?
I mean, I've went through them, and it's just weird cup holders or different things that hold pens or who knows. But it's very, if you look through it, it's very cool stuff, and anybody can vote on it. So it's a very good, you know, when companies do products, new products, they do testing before, and they get people together and surveys. Well, this is that, and it's real time, and it's real people.
You know, it's really interesting how social media changing the culture and all old established businesses. Like, look at publishing and maybe newspapers. I mean, right? Isn't that like newspapers sort of have to – they better transform or else they're going to be gone. Yeah. Online magazines and newspapers, it seems to be the trend.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed that, Dave?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
And how about you, Christian?
Definitely. I think actually they've been one of the hardest hits because – they've been selling advertisement in the newspaper, and they've been selling newspapers. Well, now they sort of have to give that content away for free on the internet because there are very few people who would actually pay to get news on the internet because there's so much free stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying? In the next year or two, maybe major news publications may either go online or they're out?
I think they're already online, but I think the paper industry will – within the next year or two, yes, I think we'll go away because we're seeing tablets now that you get – your newspapers and your magazines on a weekly or daily basis anyway. So I think once people get to this stage, it's...
Yeah, I spoke to an individual at one of the networking groups that works for the major newspaper, one of the major newspaper companies. He said that they have been affected. The publications, physical publications, are down 50%.
Oh.
Due to the individuals now advertising or receiving news via the internet.
The trees like it.
Yep.
that's for sure. And that's a shame because guess what my first job was when I was a little kid? Anyone?
Something
with distributing newspapers?
Delivering newspapers when I was like 10 or 11. And that's not going to happen again, right?
I did that too.
Did you really?
Yep.
The good old days. You got up at 4 in the morning or something?
With my dad got up. He got us some donuts and some coffee. He had coffee. I was young.
You had the donuts, he had the coffee.
I had to roll up the, with the news, with the rubber bands and roll them up and throw them.
Man, that was an interesting job, I must say. Well, that's going to be a thing of the past. No more. What are they going to do instead? I guess just deliver computers, perhaps.
Yeah.
But you can't throw a computer. So anyway, so that's interesting. Also on publishing, I guess e-books, I mean, that's really becoming popular, right?
Absolutely. I think Apple came out a few months ago with this new concept of sort of like a dynamic book that you publish, and it's got these videos incorporated into pages and all this content and graphs. And what they're taking is a normal book that's static, and they're adding content to it where – if you're reading about a subject for school, for example, and you want to watch a video based on that subject, it's already on the page. It's already on your tablet, for example. So I think that'll be absolutely huge in the future.
That's amazing. All the fast trends. That's why people really have to know someone in this industry because it will pass you by. And that's why I'm glad I know Al and Christian. I got that. And wait, you're supposed to say, and I'm glad I know you, Dave. No, I didn't hear that. Did you hear that, Dave?
I didn't hear that. I heard you say it.
Yeah, I had to say it for someone. But no, it's true because let's get your comments on that, Christian. I mean, how fast is this going? And how fast is it going to continue? It sounds like it's just outrageously quick.
Oh, absolutely. Well, at this point, 80% of Americans use some sort of social network, whether it's Facebook or not. That's 80% of the entire population. And that's a huge number. What we're saying, though, is sort of a decrease in the degrees of separation. I believe it's 5 degrees of separation,
yeah,
that it was initially thought that you
right.
could get to a different person. Well, with social media, you can now get to almost anybody much faster than that. Whether it's a celebrity, whether it's a person, networking. So in terms of business, this is absolutely essential, and it's good. But the problem is that you just have to keep up with it. You just have to spend a little bit of time doing a little bit of research.
Yeah. What do you tell people that really either have ignored it or not fully utilizing it?
I've said this on the last show, and I want to repeat it because it's very important. The curve has not reached its peak. So the
yeah.
curve is still going up. Social media is still being adopted. It's still in its infancy, really. So it's just going to go up from here. So it's not too late. Start with one channel. Sit down. And if you can't really figure out where your customer's at or what they're using, ask them. I mean, they're your customers. You talk to them pretty much on a daily basis. So just ask them what they use.
And also what I noticed is if the individual doesn't want to contribute to the social media, I encourage them to just choose a group and monitor them, because this will serve as two points. You get to know the individual, how they are by what they talk about, and if they're in business, you're reviewing them as to how they interact with other you know, customers or businesses. So it is both advertising and an excellent way to review the customer or the potential company that, you know, you want to do business with.
That really makes sense. Now, how can businesses consolidate online social media campaign to reduce costs? How do they do that?
What I've seen based on the work that I do, I've seen a lot of businesses try to do a lot of things at once, and they're spending all this time on free profiles and social media networks, and what they're doing is they're not really focusing on one. So what I always recommend is start with at least do, for example, a Facebook page, because that's from the start, that's usually where people are at. A lot of people use it. So if that's the social network of choice, start with that and just build an audience there. And anything else you've done at this point, you can just leave it off, even close it down. It's fine to close down a profile that you haven't really been paying attention to, because it doesn't look professional when you go to a profile of a business that nobody has updated in months, or they're, you know what I mean? It just doesn't, it's not professional. So
yeah.
Start with one and spread out from there. One thing that I want to mention is social bookmarking is big these days, which is when people come across a website, what they do is they bookmark it into a social bookmarking website where they can access this website and retrieve their bookmarks in the future. And at the same time, they're sharing these bookmarks with their friends. This can be easily added to pretty much any website. And it's actually very common on sites like YouTube, Facebook, and it's just a very cool feature.
That is very cool. Now, here's the key question of the day. Are you ready? Number one key question is, what's better, social media or outsourcing?
I honestly think it's a combination of the two. It's never one thing or the other. It's always working. If you can't really do it yourself, if you don't really know what you're doing, hire a professional, but work with them. Because in the end, you know your business much better than anybody else. You're an expert, perhaps, in your field. So definitely work with a professional, but make sure you're involved in this process.
Well, that makes sense. But everyone should be at least doing something.
Absolutely.
At a minimum, or else, people just get left behind the curve. That's just, it'd be like the Dark Ages, or the old what was it called? Dark Ages? What was it, Dave?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Knights and...
Yeah, the Knights. You could still see that in Las Vegas, right? Excalibur.
Yeah, right.
Ever been there?
I have, actually.
That was sort of cool. Ever wanted to participate as an actor? Because that is a skit. I mean,
yeah.
It's scripted.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I've always wanted to be a knight, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I
some
always
jousting.
Wanted to... You wanted to be a knight, I wanted to be a day. That doesn't even make sense, does it? Anyway, so what are some of the more relevant social media channels that have really... you mentioned Facebook. I suspect there's a few others. I mean, you hear Twitter. I try to do my Twitter, and it's not for everyone, I don't think, but I think being in sports, too, because we have a sports show. In fact, you recommended,
yes.
Dave, you really should be on Twitter.
Absolutely. If you've got something to say on a constant basis, and it's got to be updated all the time, absolutely use Twitter.
So most women's spouses should have Twitter because they always have something to say on a constant basis. Am I right, guys? No one's
I
agreeing.
Think so, yeah. I think my wife is listening.
Yeah, so. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, mine too.
Okay, so, but Dave, you agree with me, right?
I would say so.
Okay, he committed to that. But you're right, Twitter, new things that are coming up, interesting. You can get up-to-date information very quickly, well before, like, any newspaper.
Absolutely.
Or online type of activity.
Actually, we're seeing a trend now where some things come out in social media first, and then they get shown on TV, for example. Mm. And it used to be the other way around. You would see something on TV first, and then you would talk about it with your friends. Now it's the other way around. You talk with your friends, and then television station pick it up.
Wow, pretty amazing stuff. So Facebook, we talked a little bit about Twitter.
Twitter.
Is there anything else that people should really look into?
There are some four basics, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube that you can start with. Try looking into social bookmarking. That's a very big one. There's Grabit, Delicious. There's also wikis where people ask questions about products, about services, for example, how they would do things. That's where you can establish yourself as an expert. There's also blogs that you can do. So blogging is actually very big these days. You can do video blogging that Dave mentioned earlier. So there's quite a lot out there, but these would be probably the most common ones that people use for networking.
And before we go on a break, one quick question is if people really effectively utilize a combination of these social media platforms, what can they expect for their business? It's got to create more awareness, and with more awareness, more business.
Absolutely. I think what people need to do is have a long-term strategy. If you try to do this right now and you expect a lot of business tomorrow, it's very likely not going to happen because it takes a little bit of time for your audience to build up and for you to become an expert within your field. So have a long-term perspective, but I think in terms of business, it can actually go very big. It can actually explode, and probably Dave will be able to tell us more about that on promoting the movie.
Absolutely, and we're going to talk about that. But the key word people need to recognize is expert. You can become an expert through social media. And I agree. I think this is an age of specialty, expertise. And, of course, you have to really back it up. You got to really be an expert. You can't just say you're an expert. Really continue to evolve, to really upgrade your own skills, knowledge base, and really, truly, for the purpose of helping other people enhance their lives. That's really the key. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion, but we'll get more in line with One Hit from Home, a great movie. Dave Stone is in the studio. He was the main actor. You got the lead role.
Yep.
How did you do that? Because you were the director?
Yeah, pretty much.
I see. You were the director, the actor. Hey, I want to go into acting. We'll have to talk about that off the air, and we'll be right back.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time Went On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. www.thebusinessmentor.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking every fourth Monday from 2 to 4, starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services, and Christian Marison. God, I love that name, Marison. I keep saying that. Danielson, Marison. And then, of course, you're the guru of websites. That's no doubt about it. And you brought in a great guest here, Dave Stone, star and director, One Hit From Home, Faith Changes the Game. Let's get into that, because I'm always fascinated by titles, and this title to me sounds like it's really looking to reach your full potential and really maybe changing and honoring the values why we're really here on Earth, perhaps. I'm taking a stab at that one. And so tell us about the new movie, One Hit From Home. What can you say about it?
Yeah, well, you know, the title, actually, it's cool you mentioned that. There is a couple layers to that title that, you know, obviously it has a baseball theme to it. So, but the main meaning of the title is, the movie deals with a little bit of, it deals with redemption, but it deals with a big theme of suffering. I mean, everybody goes through it. Everybody deals with just stuff, you know, a whole bunch of stuff, and people's lives aren't easy. But a lot of times we shy away from it. And when it, you know, Faith Changes the Game is the tagline of our film, but you know, it doesn't make things perfect. Faith doesn't make things perfect. It doesn't make your life all roses and peachy. And you know, a lot of times the redemption in movies is shown without the actual realistic kind of level of it. So
yeah,
what we kind of try to do in the film is really just show a redemptive message, but not shy away from the suffering that life really does kind of throw at you.
Yeah, because I would say it this way, maybe this will relate to the movie, is that you really can't eliminate the storms of life, but
right,
you can build a stronger ship.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
And so what are some of the key issues that you tackle in the form in the film? Is that one of them?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's some of the key issues and themes of the movie is, first off, redemption, pain and suffering. There's a very strong fatherhood theme, and then also a mentorship is a big theme in the movie. And you know, movies are powerful mediums. You can make a movie and it can just kind of go out there. It can reach the whole world if you want, especially now with social media. And so if you really kind of build up a fan base and you keep giving people, you become friends with these people online. And then as they ask you questions, you respond to them. I mean, it's like, how often in the past could you ask an actor or a director a question and they would respond to you?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'd send them a letter, but maybe you would never get a response back. But now it's immediate. If I'm on Facebook, people will just, you know, find me and start saying, "Hey, what's going on? And I saw your movie and I really liked it. Or it really meant something to me." And I'm able to actually speak with them right then and there. And so social media really opens up a lot of avenues for people to really connect with who they want to connect with at the moment they want to connect with it.
So it really makes it more real. And you know, it's like we said, it's a smaller world now with social media, but also very interactive, it sounds like.
Absolutely, definitely.
And how has that changed your life then, to have to make a movie of this nature? And when you play the part, the main guy that is, I assume, is in a transformational mode, does that impact your real life too?
Well, I got to say, the movie does have a lot of themes that have been prevalent in mine and Johnny's life, who is we both co-directed this film, and also our executive producer, Pavel. This movie has a lot of life themes that are prevalent within our own personal experiences. It's a fictional story, but it's... And quickly, the story is basically a professional baseball player blows out his knee and gets cut from the team and has to go back home and face his past that he basically just left behind, a lot of dark memories from his past. And then he ends up getting forced into coaching a team where he becomes a mentor to one of the players on that team, and kind of mentors him throughout the process. So it's a story about redemption and hope.
Yeah, which is so important in today's times, because look at, you know, the the economy, mm-hmm. look at people getting downsized out of their jobs. So this is very applicable whether you're in sports or not. I mean, you got, you know, the story is about being downsized in a different way.
Right.
But the bottom line is you couldn't play again.
Right.
And where other people are having a tough time finding work, and the same psychological, the emotions are still running through the minds of people in that position.
Definitely.
So this could be a good lesson, a good learning.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do. Our Intrigue Films is our company, and our mission statement is to change culture through film. And I think that there's definitely a multi-pronged approach to that. But one of the ways is by making quality films that people want to see, that have good messages, that the families can watch. And Dove approved our movie for ages 12 and older, which is a real good thing, that families are able to watch our movie. And you could, you know, bring your kids to it. And it's not going to be like, I mean, a PG-13 movie in Hollywood nowadays, there's a lot of things that can go into a PG-13 yeah. movie for it to still be PG-13. And so, you know, I want to have kids one day, man, and I want my kids to be able to watch some movies that they can really get some themes and messages out of.
So what is your motivation? Who inspired you, or what inspired you to go this direction?
I have a lot of inspiration, like film inspirations, but you know, a few of my favorites. I mean, Christopher Nolan is definitely, as a, from a film perspective, I really enjoy his films, and Spielberg, obviously. But starting out, we're not at that level. You know, we gotta figure out how to do this on our own. And I remember what you were telling me you know, how can people do this? We're just normal guys. Technology is moving so fast with the internet, with computers, with everything. We're just a bunch of guys that really had a passion to make a movie. And we thought we knew what we were doing. We really didn't have a clue. We didn't know we didn't have a clue until after we were done with the movie. But it took us 4 years to complete this process.
Wow.
So it was a 3-year process to make the movie. Once we finished it, I think it was October or November 2010, we sold it to a distributor. But it didn't get released until March 6th, 2012. So it got released a year and a half after we finished the movie.
Well, that's amazing. Now, this isn't your first film, though?
Well, there's an interesting story behind that. This is actually our second film, first film that Johnny and I actually directed. But the first movie, I was in real estate when I was 20, and I wanted to make movies, and I met Johnny in an acting class. And so what we did was we found a director who told us that if we want to make money making movies, we got to make a horror film.
Really?
Yeah. So this was many years ago, right?
You're kidding.
And so I sold all my houses. Johnny and I sold everything we owned, and we bought twice to finish that movie. We finished it. We were in distribution, and then there was actually a divine intervention moment that happened with Johnny, and he was sitting at a coffee shop, and he was reading the Bible, and this woman came up to him and asked him if she could sit down, this couple. And so she said, yeah. So they started talking, and Johnny says the only thing he heard was he heard her stop talking. Her mouth was moving, but he didn't hear anything she was saying. And all he heard was, don't release your horror film. And so he felt that was a divine intervention moment, and he come and told me that. The problem was I had about $160,000 of my own money invested in it, but I also knew it was the right decision. So we ended up pulling that movie from distribution, and we were financially like done. And then, you know, as I mentioned, the divine process, God brings Pavel into the picture, who we ended up meeting randomly, and he said he wanted to invest in the next movie, and we had an idea for a redemptive baseball story, and that's kind of where this one came.
You know, that's incredible. That's an amazing story in itself, that here you invested $160,000 plus, and maybe other people, and to walk away from that shows real integrity.
It does. That's awesome.
I'm just blown away by that.
That was intense. It was a difficult decision, but it was also the right decision. I don't want to be known for someone that really makes horror films. I mean, I don't really enjoy horror films personally. I did it purely for the money, and that's the thing. When you do something purely for the money, it's not fulfilling, no matter how much money is in it. If you do something for the passion, that's when, you know, when money comes, when you're doing your passionate things, I mean, that's where fulfillment lies.
That Christian, did you have a comment?
I just want to say it's the same thing as social media. If you just try to sell people things, it's not gonna work.
Totally.
You have to give them something. You have mm-hmm. to provide some sort of help, right, to help out your community. So.
And that's the case in all of life. I mean, it'll be short-lived if you're just trying to make money versus help people.
Right.
And but that's remarkable. Wow. So, but looking back at it, you know it's the right decision, and you don't regret it at all.
Not at all. And now that the movie's out, it's going to be in all the Red Boxes on April 6th.
Wow.
And we're going to be, you know, in Walmart and quite a few other stores, and you can find us all over online right now. But it's kind of neat. It's actually getting out there, and people are really having a great response to it. I mean, people are telling me a lot of really awesome things and themes that they got out of the film, some that we didn't even necessarily intend. So it's kind of nice.
So tell us about what some of the people are saying about the film.
Well, people are – I think the target audience that this is hitting – now, the baseball is really good for the young, you know, men and you know, maybe 25 to 45-year-old men. But I think the women are really getting a lot more out of this film than we had expected. I mean, it has a fatherhood theme, but it's such a I think moms see this movie and say, hey, I got to take my son to see that. I want him to see this. I want my husband to see this. And I think they're our biggest proponents right now because they really do feel the redemption in the movie. And also there's a female character, Chris Ann Brunsman, in the movie who plays Jennifer Donalds. She tells it how it is. She's the female that's like, she's like, you know, you need to learn how to be a man, you know, stop hiding behind all your troubles and problems. You need to be a man and man up. And anytime whenever the women watch that part, they're like, yeah,
it's awesome. I think we should get some of the women actresses on the show. Have a nice debate about that.
I think so. That's a good idea.
Wow. Now, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I will be watching it tonight. And it sounds like because of the theme that what you went through as a baseball player and all your hopes, your dreams vanished in an mm-hmm. instant. Mm-hmm. The acting diversification must have had a huge range because I'm guessing that your emotions went from one end mm-hmm. to the next end, and then a complete transformation as you're learning by mentoring another team. Mm-hmm. How did you find that range as an actor?
Well, it deals with brokenness, and man, I've been a broken person a lot more times than not. So, you know, it's really just pulling from true experiences. And it's the full arc and the full spectrum of your brokenness to when you're healed. But then it's just it's a cycle. It's a seasons of brokenness, you know. So this is where we don't shy away from the pain and suffering in the movie. And I think people respect the fact that we're not just saying, you know, once faith is in the picture, everything's perfect, because it's not. And everybody knows that is not reality. I mean, gas prices are $5 almost right now, right?
Yeah.
Just because you got faith doesn't mean gas is going to be a dollar.
Yeah. You know, it just makes it more tolerable.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. Now, this sounds like a good movie for churches, mm-hmm. it sounds like. Well, for many different organizations.
Yeah.
But if you are a church, how do you go about, you know, maybe playing it for the congregation or special groups or whatever?
Yeah, definitely. We have our distributor is PureFlix Entertainment, and what we're doing is they have a whole church screening program. So if you are interested in screening this movie at your church, all you got to do is a PureFlix Ministry Division. They have things. And if for some reason, I think there's a small licensing fee to get your church they get tickets and posters and all that stuff to market the movie. But if for some reason your church can't afford it, you know, all you got to do is you can shoot me an email at intriguefilms.com. And we have sponsorship opportunities too, so help you guys out. And also we're using the movie as a vehicle for cultural transformation right now. It's part of our mission statement to change culture through film. So we're using the movie as a fundraiser also for either churches or other organizations. And we're open to any creative out-of-the-box ways to use this to really just hopefully affect cultural change.
See, this is a real credit to you. It's not just about the film, but what the film can do, plant seeds, and like you said, cultural transformations, which is desperately needed right now.
I agree.
I mean, this is... wow, this is new. I haven't really quite heard of films doing that. I mean, you hear in Hollywood, but...
Yeah, they're 5% of the net proceeds go somewhere. But,
yeah.
You know, I think that's more of a marketing ploy to say,
exactly.
Hey, we're giving a little bit to this.
Yeah.
When what we're doing is like 50% of the proceeds of the gross proceeds are going to go directly to an organization, whether they sell it for $20 or $15. So organizations really have an opportunity to really funnel in some funds.
How have you thought of, or how hard is it, theaters like Harkins or AMC to have a special showing? Is that something that's possible to get more awareness?
Yeah, you know, that's possible. With the advent of social networking and with, you know, our distributor really pushing it, it's going to be in Redbox and stuff. The cost associated with sending it to theaters doesn't necessarily work within our current strategy right now. So with social networking, we can kind of still reach the world. Now, saying that, this is the first movie that people are going to see that we put out. Moving forward, I definitely think the theatrical runs are a big part of movies. This one just has a slightly different strategy, I think.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that, social media and how you're utilizing this. So, Christian or Dave, how do you want to comment on what they can do, what they have done, how successful has it been?
Well, I think Dave will give us a more specific example, but we've seen in recent years, well, actually in recent months, really, that movies and Hollywood really is using social media as a channel to really put out their movies. And marketing for movies is absolutely huge. I mean, they're spending unbelievable amounts of money. And a lot of this is going through social media because that's where people are nowadays. So
have you, Dave, used social media to market the film?
What we're doing currently is Facebook is a big thing, and YouTube. So those are the two, and also LinkedIn, we're using that as well. But right now, the cool thing about YouTube is, say you do video blogs, you post your video blog to YouTube, there's a share button after you post it on YouTube. You fill out all your tags and all your name it and all that stuff. But then you hit share, and then it drops down this list, and it shows you could share it directly to your Facebook. You could share it to Tumblr, Blogger, Blogspot. I mean, you could share it to like maybe 8 different outlets immediately from YouTube.
Wow.
So this is how I'm the one actually personally in charge of our social networking right now for Intrigue Films and for One Hit From Home. So I'm just sitting there every day, kind of I devote 2 or 3 hours a day to getting on Facebook, responding to people's questions, responding to people's comments, posting a new video, posting maybe a little behind the scenes clip or something, just keeping people interested in what's going on, what we're all about.
Wow, that is amazing. So here's a specific example, Alan Christian, you got a quality product, and it will change lives. So you're and it's within a very reasonable budget.
Definitely. And what Christian was also saying is you can't just forget about it and not post something for 2 months. If you do that, people's everything moves so fast nowadays. It's like people are on to the next thing right away. But they do stay. You can really create loyal fans if you keep giving them new content and beneficial content. But also, it's not quick. There's a long-term strategy associated with this. It's not like you're going to start posting something for a month, every day for a month, or once a week for 5 months. It's not like you're going to have 1 million fans by then, you know, but if you keep at it, it's a long-term process. It's building relationships is what it is.
That is amazing, Christian. I mean, you're in a very good seat in terms of really helping drive value to people.
Absolutely. And I wanted to say that Dave mentioned he spends about 2 or 3 hours a day, and some business owners might hear that and say, oh, my goodness, I don't have 2 or 3 hours a day. Marketing a film online or using social media to put this message out is slightly different, because a business has a slightly longer long-term strategy than a film, because film eventually do have to get it out. So don't think that you have to spend 2 or 3 hours a day, but maybe 2 or 3 hours a week is a more reasonable time.
But it just shows the importance, and if you're getting requests, then you got to respond timely. That's going to be important, right?
And you know, it's nice being personal right now. It's not too much work for me to kind of personally do, but I can see where, you know, having a professional come in and help me out and say, no, you know, maybe you're doing a couple things here that you could change, or you could do this a little bit better, or maybe you're not on this site. You need to be on this site. You know, that this is where I haven't necessarily gotten enough. It's kind of just been me learning it on my own, and other people kind of helping me with it is. But if you could bring a professional in, this is where you're going to really see the benefits of social media to help you out. I mean, yeah.
it totally makes sense. Now, we have about 1.5 minutes left. Tell us what the future brings to you. What's next on your agenda?
Well, we're writing a couple more movies right now, some different stories. We have a couple different ones in mind, but just really making One Hit From Home make the biggest impact possible, and hopefully really start changing the world somehow.
Well, that's amazing, and you look like a young guy, actually, and to have this type of purpose in life is amazing. I mean, we need more people like you with the heart, the soul, the compassion, and really knowing what's right and how to make a difference and really trying to relieve as much burden as possible for people.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow, you're welcome. This is incredible. Let's give your contact information out again. What is it?
www.intriguefilms.com. Yep. And you can go to facebook.com/onehitfromhome. You can check out the movie there, and there's YouTube.com. You can go to Intrigue Films, or just Google us. You'll find our trailer all over online.
Wow, and that's great. Dave Stone, One Hit From Home, Faith Changes the Game, director, actor. Wow, the leading role. This is really cool. And Al and Christian, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, you can go to netoneservices.com. They can go to facebook.com/netoneservices. And from that point on, I mean, they can email us, call us, it just grows from there.
Well, thank you, Al Fulton. See you next month. Christian Marison, see you next month.
Yep, thank you for having us on.
Absolutely. Dave Stone, I hope to see you again. This is great. I'm going to be a big fan of this. I can tell. I love stories that make a difference. You make a difference. You got to be proud of yourself. We are. And this is Breakthrough Thinking. We'll see everyone tomorrow. Got the American Lung Association coming on, talking about an event. And also we have Profit Player also tomorrow, all about marketing. We will see everyone tomorrow. Have a great night.